Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So Pittsburgh comes in number three in the country for ice cream cities. The only two that are better, according to the survey, is Orlando and Miami. And I've got a couple people on the phone right now who think, well, you know what? I'm not even sure that that's all that accurate, because they think Pittsburgh is the place for ice cream. And they should, because they own an ice cream shop in the North Hills. Welcome into the program, Sarah and Glenn Pilarski. It's great to have them joining us here on the program. It's a father-daughter that are working together as the franchise owners of a Brewster's in the North Hills, Allison Park up there along Route 8. Hey, it's great to have you both on the program. What do you think, first of all, Glenn, the dad, what do you think Pittsburgh coming in number three in the country as an ice cream city?
Hi, Rick. It makes me really happy. You know, I thought it would be number one, to be honest with you. But when you look at the size of Miami and Orlando compared to Pittsburgh, I get it.
Yeah. Sarah, you've traveled all around the country. You've had a chance as an athlete. You played all over the place and things like that, playing basketball, et cetera. What do you think it is about Pittsburgh and ice cream? What do you think just works? Why does it work?
Hi, Rick. Yeah, I think that ice cream works specifically in Pittsburgh just because the community is so open to trying new things and letting us experiment. I know at our location alone, we're always making new recipes and creating new concoctions with sundaes, and I've never met a customer that's not willing to let me give them one or even 12 samples at a time. And I think just how receptive they are to all of our creative ideas really makes them fall in love with ice cream and become passionate about it.
Okay, so Sarah, are you suggesting that it's okay to play with your food then? Is that what you're saying to me?
That is my job. I get paid to play with my food. That's the best part.
Are there some things, though, that in all seriousness, though, Glenn, you think, okay, this is going to be really, really good, and you try it and you just say, I don't know that we can put that on the menu?
There are, Rick. We've tried a bunch of different stuff. We have some that Brewster's has accepted as, you know, our recipes. A double fudge brownie, which is a brownie batter-based ice cream Sarah and I created, and now all the Brewster's have. A peanut butter Oreo, an ultimate peanut butter Oreo, which is accepted, yeah. But people are willing to try anything. We're always trying to concoct some different stuff in the kitchen with the kids and taking their ideas.
Pickle ice cream is the one that we failed at. We were trying to do a pickle ice cream for Picklesburg, and I got to tell you, I love pickles, and I still couldn't get on board with that flavor.
You still couldn't make that one quite right. Sarah and Glenn Pilarski joining us. They are the franchise owners of the Brewster's up in Route 8 in Hampton Township. Allison Park, kind enough to join us as Pittsburgh has just come in ranking number three for best cities for ice cream. Glenn, as we think about ice cream, I mean, for some people, maybe it's a luxury. For other people like me, it's something that is never going to come out of the budget. I mean, is it one of those things that you are either all in or you're kind of take it or leave it? Or do you find people a little bit down the middle in this?
I think people, you get a little bit of both, Rick. You get people who are like, it's my, you know, I have to have it. I have to come every day for my ice cream. And then you get people who maybe taking a little bit out of the budget, but they still like, it's my treat, and people have to treat themselves.
Yeah. Sarah, for you, what do you like about being in the shop and maybe even being on the outside of the shop and just sort of observing and watching? What do you take away from that each day that you're there?
Honestly, the best part of my job is that I get to work with the community, whether that's me working window and getting to meet new people and talk to people. I was born and raised in Hampton my whole life, so it is really cool to have people recognize me from when I'm younger or people's siblings. So it's really cool to work with the community on that aspect. And it's also really cool, having played sports all my life, to now get a chance to kind of coach young kids and mentor them with their first job. And, you know, we get to wear shorts and a t-shirt and eat ice cream every day. It's a pretty great life.
That's not all bad. Now, Glenn, what about wintertime? I mean, how much does it slow down in the January, February? I mean, just because people are coming off the holidays, they're concerned about maybe they gain more than they should have. And the weather is different too. Do you see a big drop off there?
We do see a big drop-off, but we offer pies and cakes, custom-made pies and cakes for customers, so that helps us a lot during the winter, Rick.
Yeah.
Definitely a drop, so, you know, we'll do a shout-out. Come see me in winter. Sometimes I'm lonely.
Well, you know that I'm there 12 months out of the year, so you don't have to worry about that so much. Hey, thank you both for being on here and sharing a little bit of the background as far as, you know, what you think as far as what's going on in the ice cream business. And, you know, even is ice cream recession-proof? Is that one of those things that, that people will stay with it even if the economy slows down?
I think they will.
Yeah.
They do. People, do, you know, it goes back to treating yourself a little bit, and it's a special treat. But yeah, I do. I think they're staying with it, and we're really happy and lucky.
We hope so. For everyone listening, come get ice cream.
Yeah, come get ice cream.
We got your sweet treat.
Drop by and see it. All right, Sarah and Glenn Pilarski, kind enough to join us here today. Again, they have the Brewsters, which is up on Route 8 near the Turnpike in Allison Park, Hampton Township. Hey, thank you both for being on KDK. I sure appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us. Take care.
Yep, good stuff. Lovely, lovely people and great friends, and so great to have them here on KDKA today. Thank you both.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.